Proclamation number 3705 dated the March 6, 1946. The disciples' teaching ministry before the end. If you want to teach, you must carry me in your heart so that I can work through you, so that I can place the words in your mouth and, in this way, you will always state what is right in my name. Hence you should never proclaim my word for the sake of earthly success. Instead, the love in your heart must impel you to do so, for I am love itself, and if you feel love for your fellow human beings and want to help them escape their spiritual adversity, you will also carry me myself within yourselves. Then your teaching activity will be blessed and you will be more or less successful, depending on your fellow human beings' willingness to love. Once again, I'm sending you into the world as my disciples in order to spread the teaching of love, because people's spiritual as well as worldly happiness depends on observing and complying with it. The commandment of love must therefore be emphatically proclaimed, which therefore requires determined, faithful and utterly devoted servants to me on earth, who feel that they are my disciples, who have accepted wisdom from me, who are lovingly active themselves and can therefore work as my tools on earth, who can proclaim my will wherever their feet take them. They shall teach, i.e., distribute the pure truth. They shall show others the blessing and strength of love and faith. They shall describe to them the consequences of earthly life in the beyond. They shall awaken and strengthen their faith in my act of salvation and announce the near end, which requires their urgent attention. They shall point out the signs and miracles through which God in His love will reveal Himself before the end in order to reinforce people's faith and to make them receptive for the strength from me. I myself want to work through my disciples and must therefore be able to take abode in their hearts. Consequently, powerful love for me and their fellow human beings must move their heart. It must feel the spiritual adversity and want to help, and it will shape itself through love into a receptive vessel for my spirit. I myself will be able to dwell in my disciples' heart and work without hindrance. Then he will teach what I place into his heart and mouth. And so you need not fear that you are unable to cope with your task. For if you hand yourselves over to me and offer yourselves to accomplish a task for me on earth which is exceedingly significant and urgent, you will no longer work by yourselves. Instead, you will only help me to take effect on earth through your will. You'll receive the strength to always be lovingly active and thereby draw me increasingly more sincerely to you. Then I can teach through you, my disciples, whom I assigned to this teaching ministry in realization of your will, just as I had taught on earth. I will certainly educate you for this teaching ministry in advance, because it is my will that you shall be completely permeated by the knowledge you are to advocate. Yet if you are teaching, I am the one who will speak, who brings every thought, every word within you to life, who therefore makes you think and speak according to my will and, for the sake of other people, always within a natural framework, so that they will hear you if they don't want to hear me, if they don't want to believe that I express myself through you. In that case, they will accept the words as your mental knowledge and they will not be compelled into believing. Nevertheless, you will not say anything else than my will allows for. You will be unable to spread error because Roman 1, the eternal truth itself, will protect you from this. And thus you shall always and forever be active in my name, for there is little time until the end which must be used in every way for the spiritual well-being of those who suffer great adversity. Amen.